When columnist Shane Brown wrote last month in the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus, "If you're a fan of backyard chickens, you won't find a happy ending here," he didn't anticipate ruffling any feathers.
Apparently, all the people who are in favor of backyard chickens in Rock Island have a Facebook page, didn't know about it, and somebody posted it on there with a message like, "Everybody needs to write in and comment and call this guy names," and boy, they sure did.
He received dozens of messages and his house was egged. In the column, Brown describes his image of chicken owners, which offended some readers, and he shares his preference for seeing chickens, well, ready to be cooked and eaten, not exactly walking freely in the backyard. He also says chickens are noisy and messy, and he doesn't want them within view of his home.
But honestly, I did not mean to make this into like a giant brouhaha in the slightest. And I don't really have any passionate anti-chicken feelings.
But chicken lovers who are either fighting for ordinances to allow backyard chickens or who already keep them are passionate about the cause. Liz Smith lives in Moline. She and her friend Mary Peterson were advocates for the ordinance there and did research to address some common concerns.
I think the biggest one was probably the noise. People thought that they'd be noisy. But as you can see, they're not. The roosters are noisy, but most city ordinances don't allow roosters. Another one was predators. They were concerned that it would increase the population of raccoons, foxes, I mean, even things like squirrels and rats and things like that. But, you know, in a properly enclosed coop, you're not really going to have those problems.
Smith has three children and runs a daycare at her home and says the kids love the chickens.
The first thing they do when we come outside in the morning is they run over the chicken coops and they start banging on the cage and bawk, 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 bawk. They love the chickens. Do you like the chickens, Trenton?
Yeah, run away from me.
They run away from you?
Yeah.
And all you want to do is pick them up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, touch one.
You touched one?
Yeah.
Are they soft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across the river, Julie Schmidt Urban and Mike Angelos launched a group called Backyard Chickens Scott County on the website Meetup. They're asking for signatures on a petition to show the city council. Schmidt Urban is a recent convert. She hadn't been around birds much until she worked on a community farming project in Carbon Cliff.
Frankly, new to birds, they are a little creepy. You know, they come right up. They're like dinosaurs with wings. But within a very short period of time, probably less than a week or so, I started to really appreciate what they were doing. The bugs they ate, the weeds they took care of.
She says people who don't have direct experience with the fowl are missing the point.
We're not talking about raising chickens for chicken fighting or even for butchering. We're talking about very small flocks that prove to children in the family, let's say, where their food comes from, how to treat animals kindly and respectfully.
They're working to change the Davenport Ordinance, which prohibits chickens except in agricultural zones. They started the conversation at a city council work session last week. Davenport Alderman-at-Large Kyle Gripp says requests to allow chickens came up a lot during his recent campaign.
It certainly wasn't something that was on my platform when I was running, and you can put me in the category of I'm not going to have backyard chickens, but I don't mind if my neighbors do. For those people who really want to do this and live a sustainable, ecological friendly life within a city, it's very important to them and they need to be represented as well.
But Davenport's 4th Ward Alderman Ray Ambrose expressed some concern over the ordinance at the work session.
I hear so many neighborhood complaints, and if we get into this, all I see is another issue that staff and the police department's going to have to address. But you know, I think if they come up with a compelling ordinance, you know, I think that's okay.
And as for columnist Shane Brown, amid the backlash from his column, he received an invitation from a woman who has backyard chickens.
She wrote me and said, "Come meet my chickens." As far as backyard hens go, they're absolutely delightful. Did they stink? Not especially. Were they noisy? Not especially.
He has since pleaded for a truce in his column and says as long as there is a limit to the number of hens and roosters and slaughtering are prohibited, he wouldn't mind chickens in Rock Island. Both Davenport and Rock Island city councils are researching ordinances in other cities. Backyard chickens are already allowed in most major cities in Iowa and Illinois. I'm Lacey Scarmana.